August is National Minority Organ Donor Awareness Month, and one Peoria resident is sharing her experience to spread the message.
We can make a change by becoming aware and becoming donor. And that way, we're able to save more people's lives.
That's heart transplant recipient Shay Weldy. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, August 18th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A new round of investments led by the Ralph Lauren Corporation will allow a Peoria-based company to expand. Natural Fiber Welding announced $13 million in additional funding last week, raising the five-year-old startup's total to $25 million. NFW holds patents on plant-based leather and fabric substitutes. Luke Haverholz is the company's CEO. He says the investments will enable the workforce at Galena Road headquarters to grow exponentially.
We're going to be able to more than double the team in the next 6 months, and then beyond that, we're looking at tripling and quadrupling the team. There's different plans and contingencies and additional funding to go raise.
Haverholz says the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the investment process down, but he notes the crisis also shed more light on the textile industry's growing need for planet-friendly alternatives.
In some ways, you could say COVID has actually made this process from a commercialization perspective more important to the long-term viability of certain kinds of products than ever, and so it makes our technologies more desirable.
Chris Setti, CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, says it's exciting to see a company from Peoria making big strides.
Our region's always been a center of innovation from the founding of our community, but we know also that innovation is really our future, and we need to be able to support companies like Natural Fiber Welding.
Haverholz says having the Ralph Lauren brand as a partner validates NFW's technology as they work together to make better products. Find more details at WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Local health officials reported nearly 200 new COVID-19 cases in the Tri-County area over the weekend. The total for the region stands at 2,830. No new deaths were reported. Peoria County added 106 new cases to bring its total to 1,914. Environmental leaders say Illinois' proposed coal ash rules are lacking, particularly regarding the cleanup of landfills. Governor J.B. Pritzker has imposed tighter COVID-19 restrictions in one Illinois region. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. August is National Minority Organ Donor Awareness Month. In Illinois, nearly 2,500 patients currently waiting for organ transplants are ethnic minorities, but only a third of U.S. donors in the U.S. are minorities. One Peoria resident is well aware of the importance of minority organ donation. She lives with the knowledge daily. Joe Deacon shares her story.
In 2008, Shay Weldy was an active 28-year-old working mother and basketball coach when she began experiencing a lot of fatigue and swelling. So she decided to seek medical attention.
When I first went to prompt care, they told me I had bronchitis, gave me an inhaler. And when I went home, things just was worse for me. And I ended up going to the ER, and that's when I found out that my heart was functioning at 10 to 15%.
Weldy says some doctors feared she might not make it out of the hospital. She survived and wound up getting transferred to Northwestern's Cardiovascular Institute. She recovered enough to return home, experiencing several ups and downs over the next 8 years. But in 2016, she says her heart took a turn for the worse.
My doctor here in Peoria was like, hey, there's nothing else we could do. There's no surgeries we can do that can correct the problem that's going on right now. I'm going to have to send you back to Northwestern because right now a new heart is the only thing that's going to save you.
That December, Weldy received an artificial pump to keep her blood flowing while she was on a waiting list for a heart transplant. 8 months later, her phone rang with news she would never forget.
I got the call at 10:30 at night on August the 2nd that they had a heart available for me. I was just so overwhelmed with emotions at that moment because I was like, me and my daughter literally just sat here and prayed about this situation.
The Gift of Hope Organ and Tissue Donor Network says 60% of the more than 109,000 people on waiting lists are people of color. Marion Shuck is Gift of Hope's Director of Family Services and Community Outreach. She says it's important to encourage minority organ donation to save more lives.
We want people to start the conversation about organ and tissue donation, not just when something tragically happens, but every day. You should start the conversation, help your loved ones understand what your decision is or what your decision isn't.
Shuck says kidneys are the most in-demand organs, particularly among minority groups.
27% of the people currently waiting are African American. 20% are Hispanic Americans, and another 10% are Asian Americans and other.
Shuck says one of the primary goals of National Minority Organ Donor Awareness Month is to alleviate some misconceptions.
A lot of people don't understand the process of donation. They know they should register. They know they can do that at the DMV or online, but what they don't know is what happens after they register.
For Weldy, the need for more minority organ donors is a message she has taken to heart, literally.
Someone became a donor and saved my life, so I strongly encourage others to, you know, become aware and become an organ donor so they can save someone else's life as well.
Weldy encourages people to visit the Gift of Hope website to gather more facts about organ donation and discover stories about other recipients and donors. For more details on her experience, visit WCBU.org. Before we let you go, East Peoria City Council meets tonight and will vote on final approval for a new 142-unit apartment complex along the riverfront. You can expect to find more on that tomorrow at WCBU.org. And Thomas D. Mangelson's exhibit, A Life in the Wild, is up for a couple more weeks at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Mangelson is one of the world's best-known wildlife photographers, and you can see his work in the Illinois River Gallery at the Riverfront Museum. Social distancing is enforced, and masks are required. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.